Hey guys, welcome to Impact Income. My name is Tyler Watson, and for those of you who've been following me past 2 days, we didn't do a podcast, so I just wanted to do this one. Normally we do one every weekday, Monday through Friday. This week's been a little different, so just to let you know, this will be the only one for the week, and then next week we'll jump back on and have a bunch that we'll be hitting up. So today, I wanted to cover a topic that, as I was out kind of on vacation and family, it really hit me about the mindsets of those around us and how we speak and think. And what it is these limiting beliefs that we don't even realize are limiting. They're very logical, yet they define who we are and what we think and how we create. And one of the phrases is, "I can't afford that." One of the most destructive phrases. Now, many people use it with good intention. There have been times where it's a good thing when people say that, meaning that they're saving money, that they're not going to spend it, that they're being frugal. And they say, "Oh, no, we can't afford that. Let's do this and this and this." However, even just that slight phrase, the way that it's phrased, is that empowering or depowering? And so instead of ever saying "we can't afford that" or "I can't afford that," I want to insert a new phrase: is "how can I afford that? How can I afford that quickly?" And when talking to people about what they want and desire, a lot of times they say, "Oh, I just can't afford that." I was talking to somebody recently who wasn't taking time out for their health, wasn't investing in their health. And they just mentioned, "Oh, well, we just can't afford it right now." And I realized that in a certain situation, it might seem that way. However, when you look at the situation and regarding health, if something is so important to someone, there is always a way to afford it. Always. Whether you take out a loan, get it financed, create it, sell something differently, change your systems, change your strategies, there is always a way to afford something. And so if you truly value something enough, you will never ask, or you will never say, "I can't afford that." But you'll say, "I don't want that right now," or "that's not a priority," or "I just haven't set aside the time to focus to create that at this time." And don't opt out by using a lie and using money as the excuse. Money is never the excuse. It is always us. It is always us as the individual. So do not ever allow money, meaning in your verbiage, to dictate what or what you cannot do. It's either a priority or it's not. And if it is a priority and you don't have the funds available, then speak that and say, "Oh, I just haven't set aside the funds for that yet." Or, "Actually, yeah, I really need to prioritize that, and that's something that I'm working on creating. Right now, we haven't saved up enough for it, but we're building it." Something like that. But never say, "I cannot afford that." Because what you're doing, you're programming your subconscious, your brain, to say, when something comes that I want, that is good, that I need, I can opt out and say, "Oh, I just can't afford that. I can't afford that." And that is not an empowering belief system. So from now on, I want you to always say, "I can afford that. What can I do to create that? How can I create this 10 times faster than before?" And step into a creation mode instead of a problem and victim mode. Cool? So from now on, you can afford anything you desire. It is up to you. And use that phrase. Thanks for joining me today. Tyler Watson here with Impact to Income. Be sure and subscribe, rate. Go ahead and rate the podcast if you're on the podcast. Give us some a rating on the star system. We'd love to have that. And I appreciate you guys, all the listeners. Thank you so much. And we will see you on the next show.